You are listening to the Journal Coaching Podcast, episode 17. Welcome to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hey, beautiful. Nicole here. How are you today? I am well. I'm sitting here looking out of my apartment window, and it's sunny. And I just got done drinking my kava tea. It was delicious. And I'm listening to instrumental music, which I just chose to leave on, so I hope it doesn't bother you. And it's warm outside. It's finally about 80 degrees, and all of my boys, my menfolk, my husband and sons, they're gone for the day. And so I have the opportunity to sit here and just to be still and just to be alone with me, which is such a rare occasion these days. And so I'm sitting here working on the workbook for this month's Flourish group. And we're talking about flourishing and growing and nourishing ourselves and filling ourselves up. And I'm so inspired by this topic this month because it's something that we need to continuously revisit in our lives. The notion of self-care, self-awareness, those are practices that are so important in our lives, especially as women. And so the last couple of months, we've talked about breaking ground and what that means and how do we let go of the things that no longer serve us and how do we make room in our lives and in our minds and in our emotions for the things that do serve us. What does that look like? And it's been an amazing conversation. And then last month, we talked about planting seeds and noticing our gardens and what's growing in our garden and the seeds and the weeds that we've planted and what needs to be uprooted. And that has been such a nourishing conversation. And so now we enter May, which happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month. We enter May, and our topic for this month is watering the dry places and filling our cups. And I'm so excited about this month. But the thing that's on my mind right now, which is why I'm coming to you unscripted and just top of heart, top of mind, is this. We think of growth and transition and change. And we love the idea that I want to change in this way and I want to grow and I'm in transition. And we often say it, but we often forget that there is a cost to growth. There is a requirement to grow. There's a sacrifice that must be done in order to enter the process of growth. And so often we plant our seeds and we feel like those seeds are taken care of because they're perfectly round and we have the perfect space in the dirt that we've created for it, and we plant our seeds and we cover them and we're just so excited about what we're getting ready to, you know, what's getting ready to bloom and blossom. But many times we don't see the growth and we question ourselves and we question our seeds. Like, was that a good seed? Why isn't it growing? How come I don't see any manifestation of growth? And we tend our seed and look back at it, and we uncover it and it's still there, and we uncover it and it's still there, and we know we want to do this. But there's a major portion in the growing process. In the growing process, it needs watering. And the process of watering seems so renewing and restoring and nourishing, and we're excited about watering our seed. But what we don't understand is when a seed is watered, that seed is broken. And the process is called imbibition on the natural, and that's when the water infiltrates the seed and fills it up and causes it to break open. And the brokenness is the catalyst to growth. When that seed is open, then it activates the proteins, which activates the growth of a root. And this process is a transition, and it happens over time. You know, it may take a couple of weeks, couple of days for some plants. For some, it may take a month or so, but it happens over a space of time. And only after that new plant has been watered and becomes rooted, only then the evidence of growth becomes manifested on ground level, and we're able to see and we're able to feel. And I believe that we feel our growth first before we see it, and we feel it definitely before other people see it. So in this moment, I'm thinking that I want to invite you to not be afraid to be broken, not to be afraid to be vulnerable enough to feel the changes that want to emerge within you. I want to invite you that as you're in this process of change and the process of transition, understand that it is a process, but understand that it comes with a sacrifice. It comes with a brokenness of your identity, a brokenness of the personal narratives and the stories that you have weaved in your life. The brokenness of heart when you have to detach from those things that no longer serve you. Don't forget that a call to growth is a call to being broken. A call of vulnerability, a call to step up and step into the possibility of who you could be. So my friend, that's all I want to share today. I'm just sitting here in my office with the sun shining through the window, planning for this month in the Flourish community. And these thoughts are going around and around in my head. Don't be afraid to be broken. Don't be afraid to be broken. Don't be afraid to be. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day and week. And if you want to continue this conversation, then as usual, you're invited to send me a message at letswriteforachange.com. So I want to support you and I want to encourage you, and I'm here for you. So if you're looking for support, journaling prompts, let me know. And I'm your girl. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your day, my friend. Hello, my friend. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave feedback and share wherever you're listening in. I'd love to hear what showed up for you from today. So please visit www.letswriteforachange.com and send me a message, and let's continue this conversation. And don't forget that you have a right to flourish.